in Daf Ofamid Beis, Iboyilohu, the Divrei Ha'imel, the Dorm, and the Doveis, and Craven Beyonta. According to the Mandi Omar, the one is not permitted to be Makrev, the Dorm, and the Doveis Beyonta. Oval Veshochat Mai. What is the halach if a person went and shechted a neder or a nedovet? Now the shaila is, what happens now? Is one permitted to be zayrik the dam, or is one not permitted to be zayrik the dam? Zrikas hadam is a shvus, so it's together of tikkun, you're mesakin the kolben, mesakin the bosa. Is one permitted to be zayrik the dam? So we have here a machlokes. Rav Omar zayrikas hadam. Amenas lahatir bosor ba'achila. One is permitted to be zerik the dam, even though it's a shvus. But we're matter l'tzeirich simchas yontif this. Be able to, after the zrika, be permitted to eat the bosor. So tzeirich achilas yontif, they were matter the shvus of zrika. There's a very gishmaki kasha from the Reish Yosef. Reish Yosef asked if a person shechted a neder or nedove in yontif, so lachayra, how is one permitted to eat it? It's muktzeh. That means it was not aimed to be eaten. You know, not to shecht a neder or nedove in yontif. So it's muktzeh. So how are you allowed to eat it? Just like we had in the beginning of Mesechtas Beyim, and on the Geulis that's a medes lahatul Beyim. So you're not allowed. So it's muktzeh. You're not allowed to eat it on the Geulis. So here, this kolben is not aimed to be eaten on yontif. That kasha the Reish Yosef asks. The tzlach says a very geshmaka teretz on this kasha. The tzlach says that we had mentioned Taisvis and Chagiga Dav Zayin Omid Beis asks why should one not be permitted to shecht nedorim nedobis in yontif. He could use it, could be yaitza with the nedarim and dove shalmei simcha. There's a mitzvah of shalmei simcha, so why can he be yaitza these nedarim and doves for shalmei simcha? So Taisvis says one of two terutzim. Either speaking about he had already eaten his shalmei simcha, so he doesn't need it anymore. Or Taisvis says a second terut, that if it was geshochten l'shem shalmei simcha einachanami, then you'd be permitted to eat it. But the whole sugi is speaking about, he didn't shecht it l'shem shalmei simcha. So the tzlach, so it comes out, erev yontif, every nedarim and nedavos has a potential to be eaten in yontif. You could shecht it l'shem shalmei simcha. So l'maisa, it is oimit to be eaten. He did an avlet. He ate already his shalmei simcha. Now he shechted the nedarim and nedavos shalei l'shem shalmei simcha. So now you have a problem. But it wasn't muktzeh. It's not muktzeh because it could have been eaten properly. So mel was aimed to be eaten. It wasn't his katzoi bein hashmoshes. Anyway, let us get, that's a zaytike ha'orah. So Rav says that one is permitted to be zayrik the dam in yomtiv. Almanas lahatir boser bachila. If the boser is around, so they were matter the shvus of zrike in order to be matter achilas haboser. Rabbi Barav Huna Omar Zayrik as Adam Amanas Lahakter Emurim Laaret. Rabbi Barav Huna says that a filo there won't be a heter achila. The basal is not around, but since through this rike in yontif will be permitted to be makter the emurim meitzoy yontif. So this is also a matter. They were matter letzayrach hakrovas hakol. So that means that this is, it's a kolben. Lamaisa was geshochten. It's a kosheri kolben. So in order to enable the avoidus hakolben to be in the sky, so you have to make zrike in yontev in order to be matad aktore meitzoy yontev. You can't be matad in yontev because this is not a chayves hayoyim. It's not a tzorech yontev. But in order to enable the aktore meitzoy yontev, they're matad the zrike in yontev. Let us again see Rashi. Over v'shochat mai marsha yizrik es adom al menas lahatir bosa b'achila kloima.
אם הבוסר קיים רוב הולד, if the בוסר is around, שתה זריקוס, זה צריך יונטף, so then the זריקה is a צריך יונטף, שיוכל הבוסר, הים will be able to eat the בוסר, in יונטף, זריק. ואם לאו, but if the בוסר is not around, אין אי זריק, it's not permitted to be זריק. And Rabbi Baravuni said that one is permitted to be Mizere, come and ask Lakter in Murim Le'erev. Afilu ein kan elu le tzorech hechsher kolben. Afilu the only tzorech is the hechsher kolben. Lahachsher kolben, to be marsher the kolben, to enable to continue the avodis ha-kolben. Shein yochel izrek bar laila. He can't be zorek at night. Faktor esei murim ksheir kol ha-laila. So a male, in order to enable him to be makter the murim, he has to be zayrik in yontif, yamtem at sheter, shech v'yaktiro, so this is also permissible. So the Gemara says, may binay, la'aloche, what is the difference between Rove and Rabbi Barafuni? Ike binayu nitmo bosor, oy she'ova. If the bosor, it became tome, or it's not around, it got lost. Is l'rove l'izorik, according to Rove, you can't be zorik the dam, because there's no zorik achila now, there's no bosa to be eaten. To be zorik for the haktore meitzoyontev, he held you not permitted to do such a thing. L'rabbe baravun is zorik, according to Rabbe Ravun, you're permitted to make a zrike for the haktore that will be in the sky in meitzoyontev. Meitzvei, Dibon Morashi, לרוב אלו יזורק אף על גב דלב מלוכי זריק is not a מלוכי גוזר בו משום שבוס is an איסר שבוס to be זורק as we had mentioned is an איסר שבוס it's a תיקון it's מסכן דבוסר so מדרבונן it is also מייסווייס לגמור אסתר קש כיבסי עצרס ששוחתם שלוי לשמו. Now the Kibsei Atzeres are a kol mitzibul. They were makriv on two kvosim, they were makriv on shvuos, together with the shtei alechem. That's the Kibsei Atzeres. A Kibsei Atzeres she shochton sheloi lishmo. He shechted it sheloi lishmo. So that's one case. So he shechted a kol mitzibul sheloi lishmo. So that means he was. It was Zichah Osir, he was Mechalo Yontif. Oyshe Shochton Bein Lifnei Zmanon, or another case, let's say he shechted it Erev Yontif. He was Magdish Abahim of Akibsei Atzeres. And he shechted it Erev Yontif, or the day after Yontif, Bein Lifnei Zman, Bein La'ach Zmanon. As in all these three cases, Adam Yizroik Vabosa Yeyoch. So they should be zeirik the dam. It's a kosher korban, and elit the bosa. He wasn't yoytzi yedeichay bosoi of the since it was shalei lishmo. So they weren't mekayim the korban tzibo of kibsei atzeres. They have to bring another kibsei atzeres in yontif. If they shechted it shalei lishmo, about kaponim, it's a kosher korban. To be zeirik the dam, and you can eat the bosa. Vim hoyso Shabbos, lo yizreik. If it was Shabbos, that means Yontif shel Shavuos wasn't Shabbos. So then, lo yizreik. Then you're not permitted to be zayrik. So we'll see Rashi explains because then you can't eat the basar. You can't eat the basar in Shabbos. That means it seems theoretically there would be matad achilas habasar if you could eat it. So you could be zayrik in Shabbos also. But since you can't eat the basar because you can't roast it or cook it, so there's no einik Shabbos here, there's lo yizrik. He says, before there's an einik yontif, so there were matas rike. But here, there's no einik Shabbos because you can't cook it or roast it, lo yizrik. So you're not allowed to be zayriket, let zayrech achila. So period, lo yizrik. Ve'im zorak, but v'diyevet, if they were zayrik, is hulza. So it accomplished, the Zrika accomplished, that there was a Zrika Lamaisa, we can't make it away. So Lamaisa, so Meitzoy Shabbos will be able to make Haktor. So there's a Ritzui from the Zrika that almanas lahater imurim la'erev, that will enable us to be makter the imurim la'erev. So now we see the lashon of the Baraisa, im zorak the eved ein lechatchil aloy. So it says, here it says, klo, you have a kolben posel, a kolben that was not permitted to be geshochten, kibse yatzera sheshochten shaloy lishmon in Shabbos, shouldn't have been geshochten, there were machalo Shabbos, but now you have a kolben, which should not have been geshochten, which is still a kosher kolben. So it says, you should not be zayrik the dam, lo yizrik, because you can't eat it. If they were zayrik the dam, so then the zrika will help for the haktorah meitzoy Shabbos. But lechatchila, you're not permitted to be zayrik letzayrik haktorah. Is bishloim v'lerove niches. So this barais is mamish what Rove had said. Rove had said that we're not permitted to be zayrik in yontif. Letzayrich haktore. That's a zrik in yontem letzayrich meitzoy yontem. They never matter this. So memela. So it's very good. So here there's no tzayrich achila. There's only a tzayrich haktore. So it says lo yizrik. Elo le'rabe baravune kasha. But according to Rabe baravune, that Rabe Buna said one is permitted lechatchila to be zayrik. Afilo there's no achila. Afilo nitma habosel. Never habosel. Rabbi Baravuna holds one is permitted to be zayrik. So it's shver from the Baraisa. Rimon says kasha, it's taka shver. The Baraisa is taka kasha and Rabbi Baravuna. The boy is same. Then the Gemara says, if you want, I'll tell you what teretz. Shani shvus Shabbos mishvus yontev. That means, even though a shvus is an isa de Rabbonon, but the shvusim that the Rabbonon asked in Shabbos are more chomor than the Shvusim they asked in Yontif. So Rabbi Baravuna was only matter in Yontif to be zoyrek lezoyrek haktoras alaylo. But in Shabbos, he never spoke about Shabbos. So Bekeh state in the Baraisa that they were not matter the Shvus of Zrike in Shabbos lezoyrek haktoras alaylo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kivsei atzeres haboim im shtei halechem, kedersiv bepar sheshor ekesev batzeres, vasisim sirizim echad lachatos, ushnei chbosim, you bring to chbosim for the shtei halechem. Shalei lishmon, they were geshochten shalei lishmon. What does that mean? Shetzorich lishochtom, lishem shalmei tzibo. They should have been geshochten, as shalmei tzibo, v'shochton l'shem oyle, he shochted it for an oyle. So it's a kosher korban, but it wasn't l'oyle l'shem chayva. Or lifnei zmanom koydem atzeres, v'hem ufrishu l'shem kibsei atzeres, so you have kibsei atzeres, which should have been geshochten in yontem, or geshochten, erev yontem. Is hadam yizorek, v'habosa yeyochel. The kaimelon, kol hazvochim shenizbachun shaloy lishmon, is ksherim likorif, v'necholim. They're kosher, you could eat them, eloshola labailim l'shem choyva, but the choyva that they were hugdish for, you're not yoytzer. So memela, this is a korban tzibur, so you can't be yoytzer this korban tzibur, because it was shaloy lishem, kifsei atzeres, it was geshochten for an oyla. Vim hoy so Shabbos lo yizrek sherei osa levasha velitzlei sayoim. In Shabbos you can't cook or roast. Lo yei ochel min abosa, so the abosa will not be eaten. So there's no tzeirich oynik Shabbos. So they will not matter the zrike. Vim zorak veloy nimlach. If he was zeirik the dam, he didn't ask any shailis. He was zeirik the dam. Is ul tamanas lahakter kloima v'yakter imurim le'erim. So the zrike was chal. Therefore, because of this rika, he be makted in Murm Lerev, v'lo yaktirim hayoim. He shouldn't be makted in Shabbos, that's for sure. It's not a chayves hayoim. So, memeilis, he waits till meitzoy Shabbos. Aber lachatchilo loy, but lachatchilo one is not permitted to be zoyrik, hoyel v'lo yeyochel bosar hayoim. Since the bosar will not be eaten in Shabbos, he's not permitted to be zoyrik. So it's a chloraya terove, not like Rabba Baravunim. More answered in the second teret, Shani Shvu Shabbos Ichmiru Chachomim B'Devreim B'Shabbos Mi B'Yomte. So Memele, so that is why it is also Lizroik L'Tzeirach Achila, L'Tzeirach Haktorach. Let us see Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Mai binayu." What's the difference between Rav and Rabba Bar Avune? Kigoyin shenitma. That means, according to Rav, you're not permitted to be zayirik, and according to Rabba Avune, you're permitted to be zayirik because of the haktaras imurim. Vim taima neima deike binayim. Let's say if I can. So in this nafkamina, Rav is the machmer, and Rabba Bar Avune is the mekel. Let's say another nafkamina. Kigoyin shenitmu imurim ay shenevdu, that imurim became tome. The l'rov is zorik, the boser is around, and the imurim is not around. The l'rov is zorik, oil v'ike boser. According to Rov, one is permitted to be zorik, because there's boser. U'l'rabe baravun eloi zorik, kim shenitmu imurim. So Tosis and the Kashan understood. The machloikis is, are you mata zrike for the achilas haboser, or you mata zrike for Taktoras Imurim. So there'll be an afkamin if there won't be any Imurim. The Tiris, Rav Rav Shimshin Mikutzi, the Rabbe Bar Ravuna Moide Loho de Rove. Rabbe Ravuna is Moide, that what Rove said, the Zoyrik as Adam al Menas Lahatir Habosel Bachila. Is it is Moide that you're permitted to be Zoyrik the Dam to be Matad Habosel Bachila? The Havit Zoyrich Eichel Nefesh, that's a Zoyrich Eichel Nefesh, the Simchas Yontev, he's reminded that this is a legitimate, there's a legitimate heter to be Zoyrich, to a matter the Shvus of Zrike, the Zoyrich Eichel Nefesh, the Simchas Yontev, that's a double muskim. Abel hu Moisif Olei, but Rabbi Brun is Moisif, Afilu, you don't have this. The Koma Afilu Nitmo Boso. Afilu the bosa became tome. She don't have any bosa. So there's no oichel nefesh. There's no simchas yontif. Afal pikein, rabo benot, zeirik as adam, amanas lahakter imum la'erev. You're still permitted to be zeirik the dam, of the tzeirich hachshar hakobin. In order to make sure that the avodas hakobin will be niskayim, they were matter the iser zrike of yontif. Avol kosher. So now Tosfos asks a kasha. Hayich yaya bosor muter ba'achila. If he shechts, the Gemara says that according to Rove, if the bosor is kaim, then you are permitted to shecht to the bizarik the dam in order to be able to eat the bosor. Like Tosfos, hayich yaya bosor muter ba'achila. How could the bosor be muter ba'achila? Ha'omar Hosom, the Gemara says in Psochim, Eimurim, kol kame v'loi miktari, the Eimurim, kol's man, you're not makter the Eimurim, bosa loi misachel, that means the Seder is, first you're makter the Eimurim, and then you're permitted to eat the bosa. The hod aktores imurim loy ma'ak, v'ay we have a cloud that aktores imurim is not ma'ak if the heter achila. Hani mila heche de lesno, if there's no imurim. Shenitmu, oy nevdu, avol heche de isnayu, but if there are imurim, ma'akvi. So now it's very schwer. So what is pshat in Agamore? Agamore says that he's permitted to be zoyrik. In order to enable him to eat the bosa, he can't eat the bosa. Because one is not permitted to eat the bosa, kaidem haktoras eimurim. And the eimurim izicha can be makter in Yom Tov and Shabbos, because this is not a chayves ayim. So what's flying over here? What's chatting the Gemara? V'yesh mitarzim dohoche mayri shenitmu oy nevdu. That Rove was matter to be zoyrik, the dam, if the imurim were nitmo einevdu. So there's no imurim. So then Rove said, so if there's no imurim, you'll be permitted to eat the bosor after the zrika. So you're permitted to be zayr. The lame here, dim kein lame, the ike binayus. Why do you have to say that the bosor was nitmo? Ta kurl kayim. Everything is around. Nothing is tome. You have imurim, you have bosor. Now, the Rove loy zorek, the Rabbi zorek. The Rabbi could be zorek, even though you can't eat the bosel because the imurim akayim, but you could be zorek in order to be able to be makter the imurim etzoy yonte. According to Rove, if the whole heter of zrik is only letzorich achilas haboso, if the amurim are around, you will not be able to eat the boso side by side, because you have to be magdim daktor simur. So why did the Gemara say this naftimine? From the Gemara Vayis says later that you're permitted to be Zerik the Dam, even though there are Imurim. The Koma Kivsei Atzeres, so it says in Shabbos, Adam Yizor, no, in Yontif, Adam Yizorik, Rabosa Yeyoch. The Imhoiso Shabbos, Lo Yizorik, he should not be Zerik because he can't eat the Bosa. So we see that the Kolbin is speaking about that there are Imurim, because he said in Shabbos, the Zrika will help for the Akhtaras Imurim. So we have Imurim. And he differentiates between Shabbos and Yontev. Shabbos is not permitted to be Zerik because of the Achila. Yontev, because there's no Achila, the way Rashi said. Yontev is permitted to be Zerik. Ah, if you have a murim, you're not permitted to eat the bosa. Alma de mairi de isnayu, it's speaking about that there are a murim, afal pikein biyontev, hadam yizorek, vabosa yeyoch. Vyeshloima, the hocha, hoyel ben yoche, lahakter a murim eboidyoim. So Taisvis says, the whole din, that haktoras a murim, is ma'akev achilas habosa. That means that there's a mitzvah to be magdim the emurim before you eat the boso. So that is dafke, if I'm able halachically to be magdim the emurim. But in Shabbos or Yontif, which halachically I'm not able to be magdim the emurim, you're not able to be magdim in Yontif, this is not a chayves hayoim, is therefore, havikilu nevdo nitmu. So then, it's not mutul alai lahakter emurim. So I'm permitted to eat the boso. That means, Meitzoi Yontif, what's going to be? Meitzoi Yontif, you won't be able to eat the boss, and I have to be makter the Imurim. But in Yontif, Kol's man, you are unable to be makter the Imurim, so then you are Zoyrik, and you're able to eat the boss without Haktoras Imurim. Now we have more or less a new sugya. Boy minei Rav Ivye Sove me Rav Huna. Rav Ivye Sove est Rav Huna Ashaila. Behema chetzya shal nochi ve chetzya shal Yisrael. There's a behema shal shnei shutve. Half of the behema belong to goy. Half of the behema belong to yid. Mao le shachta biyontiv. Are you permitted to shachta in yontiv? So what is the shaila? You are shachting a yid's behema. But you're also shechting a goy's beim. So you're doing a malacha for a yid and for a goy. You're shechting the goy's beim also. Is it permissible or not? Omalei muta. So he told them it's permissible. You're allowed to shecht. Omalei. So he asked him, Akashim, v'chima bein zu l'nedorim enedovitz. You don't understand. The Dorman and Dovitz, you're shechting, it's a kolben, you're shechting for Gavoya. You're also shechting for yourself. You're going to eat the meat later. So we see if we have a behemoth that's ma'urim in this behemoth, a mom in Yisrael, a mom in Gavoya, you're not allowed to shecht because you're shechting for Gavoya also. So how could you tell me that if you have a behemah shall akum v'shal Yisroel, you're allowed to shech, but you're shechting for a goy also, you know how to do lochem v'loy la'akum. Just like you say lochem v'loy li'gavoya, so say lochem v'loy la'akum. Omalei uve porach. So he told him, look, there's a raven that's flying. In other words, he changed the subject quickly. And Rav Ivye Sove got the hint, and he left. Kinofak, after Rav Ivye Sove left, Omalei Rabbe Berei, so Rabbe asked his father, Rav Hune, I don't understand you. Lav Haina Rav Ivye Sove. The person who asked you was Rav Ivye Sove, the alter Rav Ivye, the Mishtabeich Leimar Begave, you praised him. The Gavra Rabbahu, that he's a choshev person. He asked you a shaila, and it's not bekovedik, and you just go on to a different subject, and I don't understand you. He asked his father a shayla. So he answered him, Ma'evidle, what can I do for him? Ma'evidle, ani hayoim samchuni ba'shishais, raptuni ba'tapuchim, ubo minoi milse de boi time. Now let us first see Rashi, and then we'll come back a little to the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Ma ben ze le neder on the dove. What is the difference? You're telling me you're allowed to shecht a behemish al shutfus akum, even though you're shechting for a goy also. But you said you're allowed to shecht. So what is the difference? Neder on the dove, shechet shian loy. Here also, half of the behemish is his. The chetzin legavoy, a chelik, the yidn will eat, a chelik goes on the mizbeyah. But also le shoich, the mimni chelik gavoya. That means you're not allowed to shecht for gavoya. You are shechting for gavoya also. You're shechting for yourself. You're shechting for gavoya. So why over here are you permitted? Are you also shechting for a goy? Uve porach, oirev aperech lamale. Look at the raven that's flying. He see le doberach. When Rabbi Yehuda left, Amalei Rabbi Barei de Rafune, so Rabbi the son of Rafune said, "Lavua, Lav, Hainu, this is Rabbi Yehuda's sovet. You praised him. Lama de Chisai, why did you stoop him away? Beholach like Bechlim, he went away ashamed. Like, why did you do such a thing? Ani Hayoim Samchuni Bashishis." So he told him, "Yontefu." Today is Yontif. For Darashti L'Rabim, I said a drosha, V'cholisi mitoyrech a drosha. Wasn't the some Zayb said he said the Tulchatzayis a drosha, and now I'm sick, I'm very weak. V'koyra ani olai, samchuni ba'ashishay, support me, ashishays are bottles of wine, Evili sudevesed. I'm hungry now. I have to have koiches. He's asking me a shaila de boy time. He's asking me a reason. V'tzorich ani laharer ulaayin bo. So I have to think. I'm not in the matzav of thinking now. I'm starved. The Chasam Sofer says pshat uve porach. He says the Gemara says in Erevin on the pasuk shchoyreis ka'oyreiv. These are Talmidei Chachomim Shemashchirim Espeneim Al Divrei Torah. I mean, the Pasuk depicts the Mesiras Nefesh of Talmidei Chachomim, that their Moisa Nefesh, their faces are black, like a raven, and they're Mashchir Atzmum Al Divrei Torah. So he says, the first half of the Yontif, I was like an Oirev. That means I didn't need anything, and I said Adroshe Tul Chatzais. And so all the porach, the zman of shcheres kef, passed already. I wish I knew it with that. Now I need chetzi lechem. Now he's going to ask me along the shayla, what's the chilek? If he comes to ask me a shayla laloch, I told him it's mutter. But now he wants to. I should explain to him. So I told him, listen, now's not the time to explain. Now's the time I have to eat already. So memele, it seems there was a taina to. So it seems if the Shaila was, I mean, he was Rav Ivya Sova was, it seems he was ashamed by, he was Nichlam, it seems there was a Taina on him, Taka. That means you see a person who darshan the whole day, and you see his famatat, you could tell that he was famatat. You come over to him, now you ask him a Shaila, so he paskin for you, but now you want to ask Lomdis, so, now's not the time. You have to take in consideration as a shvachi yid, and now's the time to eat the sude. That so it seems there was a taina to Rav Ivya. That he was not Rav Huna was not capable now to be able to be masbir the chilek. But he told him the loch is that it's mutter. Okay, so but this is the halacha, and the shayla of Rav Ivya is amir the kishayla. That so what is the difference? I mean, we have here two cases that we have here a behemah that half belongs to either akum or gavoya, which you're not permitted to shecht for them. The other half is Lotzeirich Yisrael, and by Gavoya you say you're not permitted, and by Akam you say you are permitted. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Beheime chetze shal nochi vechetze shal Yisrael, muta l'shochta b'yontiv, you're allowed to shechta in yontiv, the efshel l'kezayis boso b'loy shchita. That means that this whole shchita is for myself. That means I'm shechting, I have to do this whole meiser shchita for my chelik. For myself, I'm allowed to shecht. It's impossible for me to eat a kezayis boso without shechting the behemah. So this malacha was done for me. It is also, the goy is also deriving benefit from it. There's no issa that a goy can't derive benefit from my malacha. I'm not allowed to do a malacha for a goy, but I'm doing this for myself. I'm shechting the behemah for myself. I want you to kezayis boso after shecht the behemah. The chelek ha'akum is becoming a shechtan also. That's no problem whatsoever. But the malacha is lochem. The malacha is for myself. Avu nedorim and nedoves also l'shochtan b'yontev. The kahanim ki kozochu mishulchan gavoya kozoch. Over there, pshat is not pshat. We are shechting for two reshuyos, for the reshus gavoya and for the kahanim and for the Israelim. We are shechting for gavoya. This is a kolben. The shchita is from the avodas hakolben. That the shchita is for gavoya completely. That one is permitted to eat afterwards, that is mishulchan gavoya kazochu. That means we're shechting with gavoya, and the Rabbeinu Shlalom gives from his shulchan, he gives chalakim, but it's a shchita for gavoya, and later a hedyut is permitted to derive benefit from it. So that is also, so you're doing a malacha letzarech gavoya. You're doing the malacha for yourself. Now a goy is deriving benefit from it. So this is permissible. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. The time of my sugya the gemore, sugya the mole, gemore is the kasha. We didn't ask Afuna now. I mean, he has to eat now. The kahanim mishulchan gavoya kazochu. The chazei v'shoik, they're getting from the shulchan gavoy. Buhu adin lebailim v'shar haboso. And that what the bailim eat by ashlomim, the rest of the bailim, by the dom and the dobis, it's all, the rest of the boso, also they are getting mishulchan gavoya. Ke'evet hanoitel pras mi beis rabbi. That means the korban is gavoya. Shel Gavoya, and the Gavoya is giving out portions. So, Onim says, Kol HaShchita L'Shem Gavoya. The Shchita is for Gavoya, and Gavoya eventually divides the portions of the Kolben, takes the Chelik of the Kolben, gives out the Chelik of the Kolben. So that's called the Shchita is L'Tzerech Gavoya. Now let us see Taisvis. Avo Nidorim U'Nidovis. Ki kozochu mishulchan gavoya kozochu. So Rashi says, kahanim b'chazei v'shoik. V'yisroel b'boso mishulchan gavoya ke'eved shenoytol pras mirabai. Kein perish Rashi. Now Taisis yes sakashe. V'afilu l'rab yoisi haglili t'koma kotshim kalim omen bailam heim b'bo b'kameh. Now, let us first understand. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that Kotshim Kalim is Mom and Bailam. That means that a Kolben is considered the Momin of the Bailam. It's his Momin. It's his Lekapore. That means that when I have a Kolben, so even though the Avoidus will be done with it, but it's considered mine. It's mine Leritzoi. So it's considered mine. If someone steals it, so you're stealing from a, it's called, you're stealing my kolben. Kotshim kalim momen bailam. So Taisa says, Vafilu Rav Yosi Aglili, the koma kotshim kalim momen bailam heim bababakame. Vafilu la'achel shchite koma the momen bailam heim. Rak bematnois kohune. Now, L'chayre, Taisvis is this, let's understand what Taisvis is saying over here. There's a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara in Kedushin says as follows, HaMekadish Bechelkoi, the person is Mekadish with his chelik, Bein Bekotche Kotchim, Bein Bekotchim Kalim, Eina Mikodeshes. That means that a person had a chelik, let's talk about a kotchim kalim, a person had a chelik in a kolm, he had a chelik in the shlomen, he had a gesunte steak, and he goes over to Nisha and he says, for this piece of meat, I want to be Mekadeshu. So the Mishnah says, Eina Mekadeshes, she's not married. So the Gemara asks, Akashe, Leima mas nisen delay ke Rabbi Yosi Haglili. So this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi Haglili. According to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, it's Momen Baila. He's giving her his money. It's the stake is his. And he's giving it to her, and he's Mekadesha with it. So why is she not Mekadeshes? So the Gemara says over there, Hani mili koidem shchite. Avala acha shchite, kula alme sovri mishulchan gavoya kozov. So Rashi says there as follows. Rashi in Kedushin says as follows. The whole Rabbi Yosi Haglili was only before Shchita. That means before Shchita, it's mine, and it's, if you steal it from me, you have to pay, it's mine. As soon as you shecht it, forget about it. It's Gavoyas already. And then what you're eating afterwards, side the Bailim, and side the Kahanim, they're eating the Rabbi Nishalom. That means it's not yours anymore. That means, like, for example, you can look at it two ways. Reuven invites Shimon to come to eat in his house. So Shimon is eating by Reuven. So this can be done in two ways. One way it could be that Reuven is saying, listen, this is my food. I'm giving you permission to eat my food. So if that's the case, so Shimon will take the food and be Mekadesh and Isha. So she's not Mekudesh. It's not Shimon's. Okay. It's Reuven's, and Reuven is giving him permission to eat it. That's one way. Or else Reuven can give it to Shimon and say, this is yours, do whatever you want with it. Then it's Shimon's food. So the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara says as follows: that afilu Rabbi Yosi Haglili that says kochim kalim momen bailim, that it's his, that's koidim shchita. Before shchita, it belongs to the bailim. After shchita, mishulchan gavoya kazachu, it belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom is giving them permission to eat, but eating the Rabbeinu Shalom, so he can't come and be mekadesh anisha with it because it's not his. He's eating from the Rabbeinu Shloim. That's how Rashi learns over there. Now, according to this Rashi, our Gemara is beautiful. So the Mela, our Gemara says that the Shchit is L'Tzerech Gavoya, and everyone is Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochol, so it's, that, according to Rashi, it's beautiful. Taisvus in Baba Kame is Chaylik on this. Taisvus in Baba Kame says, the Chaylik HaBailim, it's his afilo after Shchita also. Afilo after Shchita, it belongs to the Bailam. The Kanem may be, and the Kanem, it's not Momen Bailam, but the Chelek HaBailam, it's Momen Bailam. That's what Taisvus says above the Kanem. Now, Taisvus has a problem. So if according to Taisvus, we say that the Chelek HaBailam is always Momen Bailam, so then we're back to our Kashe. So when I'm shechting for the Rabbeinu Shloilam and for the Bailam. It's always Momen Bailam. So Memele, so why are you not permitted to shecht the Dorm and the Dovis? That is Pshat and Taisus Kasha. Now we'll see in the Benik and Taisus. Vafilu le Rabbi Yosi Haglili dekoma kotshim kailam Momen Bailam heim bebobe kamen. Vafilu la'acha shchite koma de momen bailam. Not like Rashi in Kedushin. According to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, if you have to shchite, it's momen bailam. Rak be matnis kuhun is not momen bailam. But the chelik ha-bailam is ich a momen bailam. So memele, so now Taisus has a problem. So if it's momen bailam, so why can't I shecht? So I'm shechting for two reshuyes. I'm shechting for Gaboya. And for the Bailam. So it should be like a behemoth, chetzei shalakum, v'chetzei shal yisrael. So Taisvus says, no, mikol mokim oisoi momen, it's not a momen Bailam, zocho mishulchan gavoya. That means, afilu the chelik ha-Bailam, by Shas the Avoide, it goes to Gavoya. And later, the Gavoya gives to the Bailam back his chelik. The Iker HaKolbin Bishvil Gavoya. The Kolbin is Zicha Bishvil Gavoya. The Hilkach Nehed Avi Momoine Lekadish Boyese Ishe. It's Take his mom Lekadish Boyese Ishe, but he's Zeicha to that after the Avoide. Mikol Mokim Kolo Avoides Litzerech Gavoya Him Oisin. So the Gemara does not mean to say that afterwards it still belongs to Gavoya. Afterwards, the Chelik HaBailam Taka can belong to the Bailam. The Gavoya gives it back to the Bailam. But the Avoide, the Etzem Avoide which is done, the Etzem Shechita which is done Litzerech Gavoya Him Oisin. And since it is done Litzerech Gavoya, So that's also, it says, you only allowed to do a melacha, lachem v'loy ligavoya. Let's go further. Zuk to Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chisde, behema chetzio shal nochi vechetzio shal Yisrael. Same melacha we had before, which was Esther Rav Hunde. Muta l'shochta b'yontef, yelata shechta d'yontef, the efshal lekezayis boso beloy shchita. That I'm shechting for myself. I have to shecht the whole bang in order to get a kezayis boso. So the shchita is letzayrech Yisrael. So that's permissible. That's what we had said before, even though the guy is also deriving benefit, but that's no problem. The ikir is that I'm shechting l'tzeirech Yisrael. Isa, what if you have a doe? Chetzio shel nochi vechetzio shel Yisrael. Have a doe. Now this doe, half of it belongs to the, let's say we have a doe that weighs a pound. Now a half a pound belongs to the yid, and a half a pound belongs to the goy. Also la'afoisa biyontif. This dough you're not allowed to bake in yontif. Why? To efsha lay lemiflige belisha. He says, why do you have to bake the goy's chalik? That means you're taking a pound of dough and sticking it in the oven. So that means you are baking. This is the process of baking. So you're baking your half pound, and you're baking the goy's half pound. Now, this is not necessary. Why are you baking the goy's half pound? You should break it off. Split it up. Split it in half and bake your half pound. That means the whole heter by a behemoth was that I have to shech the behemoth for myself. I'm doing it for myself. Very good. That's a legitimate teretz. I wanna eat my half of the behemoth. So in order to be able to eat my half of the behemoth, I have to shech the behemoth. So that's called the shechita is lochem for my purpose. So that's permissible. But over here you have here a dough that is a pound. So why are you baking a pound of dough? You don't have to, for yourself. You only have to bake a half a pound. You are baking an extra half a pound for the goy. Oh, that's also. Lochem v'loy la'akum. So therefore, before you start baking, you should break it off. Actually, break off your half and bake your half. You have no right to bake the other half for the goy. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, no Rashi, let us see Taisus then. Isa chetzio shal nochi vechetzio shal Yisrael. We have a dough that half belongs to Yid and half belongs to the goy. So Rav Chisda said, you're not allowed to bake it, not to bake the chelek ha'aku. Vim taima, because here you're baking for the goy. Vimtaima va omala el. Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza Omer, memale isha tano pas. A woman is permitted to fill up a whole tano with pas. Mesha pas nefis yofe bizman sha tano mole. Shori lef is biyontev afilu lachatchila. That means as follows. That means that bizman chazal, the way they used to bake, they used to take the dough, and they used to stick the dough to the walls of the tanur. And the more dough there was on the walls of the tanur, the less place there was for the heat in the tanur to spread out. And each, in each bulkele, each pass got baked better. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Amir de Kechedish, that a person who needs one bulkele in Yontef, he only needs one bulkele for himself, is memale odom, male isha tanopas, he can make 20 bulkelech, she'll fill up the whole tana full of bulkelech, and between we paskin like Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon holds that you're allowed to be memale atano for one bulkele. So why can you bake this whole pound of dough that his half pound should bake better? V'yeshloima d'shani hosom d'chol ha'pas shel Yisrael. The Gemara over there speaking about those 20 bulkelech are belong all to a yid. Shel shus b'yodei lechel kol echad ve'echad. Oize, oize. That means all 20 bulkelech belong to the yid. So all 20 bulkelech can be eaten. He needs one. He can't eat 20 bulkelech. But each one of the 20 bulkelech can be eaten by him. So each one of the 20 bulkelech that I put in is a potential tzeirech eichel nefesh. I could eat this one. I could eat this one. But oi, then Taisa says another mahalach. Dilme miklele oichim. Then forget about me eating one of the 20. Perhaps guests will come. And all 20 will be eaten. Avol hochet dechetshe shel nochi osa lafoisa biyontev. But here, that half is the goyis, so one is not permitted to bake it in yontev. So let's first explain what Taisvus is answering. So the Pnei Yeshua says a beautiful explanation in Taisvus. He says, when I'm baking, let's go in the case of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. I'm baking 20 bulkelech. He says, there's a problem over here. How are you allowed to bake 20 bulkelech? So he says, min ha-teire, I'm allowed to bake 20 bulkelech because each bulkelech that I put in is a potential oichel nefesh. Could be I'll eat this one, could be I'll eat this one. I don't know which one I'm going to eat. We'll find out. We'll see which one is baked the best. Aval kaponim, each bulkelech, theoretically, I'm putting in to bake for myself. This one will be. So he says, min ha-teire, it's mutter. But now, or, there's another chayvin, maybe guests might come. They might eat a bowl 20. So this is matter the Issa de Raisa. So I'm baking 20 bulkelech for myself. Not for mitzoyant, for myself. That's minatoyre. Midarabonon, this would not be permissible. So midarabonon said, but since I'm doing it, all these 19 bulkelech are being baked. I feel the guests won't come. That's the guests might come. That's matadisa deraisa. But I'm doing it letzoirech, that my bulkelech should be baked better. So that means, so that takes off the iser derabonon. So the Pnei Yeshua explains this a deraisa in a derabonon over here. That means this for, I'm baking 20 bulkelech, for one bulkelech to taste good, that would not be matar nisa d'iraisa. That's not matar nisa, but that you could bake 19 bulkelech, that my bulkelech should bake better. They were not matar nisa d'iraisa. No, the isa d'iraisa is mutar because each bulkelech could be, is for me. Or could be each bulkelech will be eaten. And the Issa de Rabbonon, and the Issa de Rabbonon, and the Issa Bonon, so he said, since you're deriving benefit from it, so that's permissible. Now we're speaking, now let us go one more Ha'ore. Our Gemara is speaking about betircha achas. That means our Gemara is speaking about he didn't make two bulkalach, half for himself and half for the goy. He took one piece of dough and he stuck it on the oven, which is a tircha achas. And we have a heter of ribu bishirim. That means I'm baking it litzoyrech. I'm baking for myself, but there's a lot. I'm baking more than I need. So it would seem from Taisvis, even in the heter of ribui b'shiurim, with one tirche, you still need this svarim. That the whole heter of ribui b'shiurim is because could be I'll use this. Then there's the heter of ribui b'shiurim. But the minute you're going to say that half you zicha can't use, then you don't have a heter of ribui b'shiurim also. That's how it would seem from Taisvis. Now, I once saw a tshuva of Rav Moshe Zecheinu Lebroche. I was unable to find the tshuva. I don't know I know he says one svar, which I'll mention now, but if he mentions our Taisvis, he doesn't mention our Taisvis, that I don't recall. There's a very interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe Zecheinu Lebroche. Rav Moshe Paskin, that if a person smokes on Yom Tov, and he's going outside for a walk, and he'll smoke two cigarettes. He's allowed to take a pack of cigarettes in his pocket. Now, the pack, he's carrying 20 cigarettes. He only needs two cigarettes. Now, two cigarettes is a tzeirich yontif, but the other 18 cigarettes is not a tzeirich yontif. So Ramesh said he's allowed to do it. It's ribui b'shiurim. Just like we had a person is permitted to put up a pot of water. He only needs a cup. He could put up a whole pot of water. And then it's one tirche, ribui b'shiurim is mutter. So, Mamele, he needs two cigarettes. He's allowed to take out a whole pack. That's what Ramesh said. Building on this Tshuva of Rav Moshe, so the Shmira Shabbos Kilchosa said another halacha. You have a person going out, he needs the key of his house, but the key of his house is attached to the key ring. So Mamela, so just like Rav Moshe said, you're allowed to take out a pack of cigarettes, even though you're only going to use two cigarettes. I'm carrying for myself, so I'm allowed to carry even more also. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos and said, so according to Ramosh, you're allowed to take out the key ring. You don't have to take out the key from the key ring. You're allowed to take out the key, even though there's other keys there also. You're allowed to carry it out. So Ramosh is a tshuva, and I'm a teire. He said, you're making a big mistake. I only said this by cigarettes and not by keys. And Ramosh explains over there, my memory as well. So Ramosh said like this, buy the cigarettes, each cigarette I could smoke. So that means, so each cigarette I'm carrying is a potential tzeirich yomtev, which is mamish this lashon of taisvus. So memele, and it's one tirche, so then you're allowed to do it. That's mamish the svar of taisvus. Taisvus says, here we're talking about two tirches, but al-kvonim taisvus says that the diraisa becomes mutter because each pass that he's making, potentially he could eat this pas. So maybe that's why it is mutter. He says, but by a key ring, he says if you have another key on the ring that you have no use of whatsoever, so he says, so that's like a chelek ha'akum. I mean, that's like the, so I'm carrying a chelek ha'akum over here. I'm carrying a key which there's no tzerich yontem whatsoever. So that should be awesome. So l'chere, we have a mirdike raya. I don't recall exactly what Rav Moshe said, but I think he mentioned such a svara, and I think it would be a geshmak haraya from this taisvus. Now, one more ha'or I would like to mention. The Bnei Yeshua asks on our taisvus, that's how he learns pshat in our taisvus. A taisvus is saying that this heter of Rav Shimon works in two steps. That means as follows. When I put up 20 bulkalach, min ha-toyr, I'm allowed to put up 20 bulkalach because each bulkalach I might eat. So that's a smutu min ha-toyr. Midarabonon, it would be yosa. Midarabonon we say, but since the bulkalach I will eat is deriving benefit from the other 19 bulkalach, So Memele, so that's why the Ramatra Philomida Rabbonim, because the 19 Bukul Ha Atzoirech for my, the Bukul I will eat. Frekta Pnei Yeshua Moiradike Kasha. We have a klal that Beisilol holds, Miteich Shehutra Letzoirech Eichel Nefesh Hutra Shaloy Letzoirech. As long as you have a Tzoirech Tzas, a person is permitted to do a Moloche in Yontif, and there's a Tzoirech Tzas, and there's a small need for it, but you're permitted to do it in Yontif. So he says, so what's the whole problem? He says, that in what Pshat and Taisvis, he says, I want my Bukala to be baked well. Well, that's a Tzoirech, that's a legitimate Tzoirech. I want it to be baked well. So in order for it to be baked well, the Tana has to be full. So Memele, so I'm to forget about, why does Taisi have to say in a Toiretz Mutter because I could eat every Bulka? No! I can't eat every Bulka. I can only eat one Bulka. But I want my Bulka to be baked well. So that's a Tzoirech Tzas. I want it to be baked well, so that's a Tzoirech Tzas that we say that even it's not called a Tzoirech Nevis, it's called a Tzoirech Tzas that I want that my bulkalach to be baked, well, that's why I'm putting in 19 other bulkalach. Let them be goyish your bulkalach, so get manishtam. But al kaponim, this should, mitoich is muta, mitoich shuta letzoich, utanami shaloi letzoich. This kasha the Pnei Yeshua asks. So I'd like to say over a teretz from the Imre Bina, he says, a beautiful teretz, a beautiful lomdisha teretz. Imre Bina says as follows. Imre Bina says, the heter of a tzoich tzas is as follows. That means I'm doing a moloche. Why do you need the moloche? I just a tzeirich tzas. I mean, I need it. Tosis mentioned that you'd be allowed to play ball on Yontif. You're carrying the shusarab. Tosis been saying, Yerushalmi, you're allowed to play ball. But it's a tzeirich tzas. I have to, I'll be make the kids happy. There's a tzeirich. There's a tzeirich for it. You're doing a moloche of a yitzor. You're throwing. There's a tzeirich, it's not it's not from the Yud Gimel Ikre, but al kaponim, there's a tzeirich tzas. Tzeirich tzas is mutter in yomtev. So there's a tzeirich tzas to do the meloche that you are doing. He says, now let us just think over here, when I am baking, I put in 20 challis. 19 challis I'm baking, I don't need them. A goyis, whatever it is. I don't need these 19 challis. I need that the space in the oven should become smaller, that the heat should not spread out. That's what I need. Do I need that these challis should be baked, the 19 challis should be baked? Let me ask you theoretically, what would be if I put in 19 bricks and one bulkala? And the 19 bricks would also take up the space and would ensure that the heat wouldn't spread out. It would also be good. I need that the space in the tano should get smaller. That's what I need. That's what these challis are baking, and that is the meloche, I don't need this meloche whatsoever. I don't need that they should get baked. I'm baking 19 challis, and I have no necessity whatsoever that they should be baked. Now that what the challis are there, that is geirim, that my challah will be baked well. But that is not called a tzoirech. A tzoirech means you need a tzoirech of the etzem meloche. That means I need the meloche that is being done, I need this meloche. So the Imre Bina says, now with the 19 challis are being baked, that is the meloche. I have no benefit from this whatsoever. I only have a benefit that since the challis are there, there's less space in the oven. That is not considered a tzoirech tzas. So therefore, Tosfos has to say that the whole heter min haTorah is because each of the 19 challis I could use for myself, or there's a possibility that guests might come, and delete the 19 challis, that is matter the Issa deraisa. And therefore by a goy, which we don't have one of these two heterim, is therefore also. Al kaponim, let us get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said that there's a difference between a behemoth and Issa. a behemoth, you have to shech the behemoth in order to be able to eat the meat. You have to shech the behemoth in order to be able to eat the meat, so therefore, you permitted to shech the behemoth. It's called, I'm shechting for myself, even though the chelik or akum is being a shechting also, but I'm shechting for myself. Asha'enkein, over here by Isa, I'm baking the chelik or akum for no legitimate reason, and memela, and it could be done by separating it. So therefore, it is also. Mosiv Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi. So Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi is the kasha. We learned Isa's Klovim. Isa's Klovim was a dough that was made, this was dog food. It was made from inferior flour, it was an inferior dough, and it was used to feed the dogs. Bizman shehoroyin oichli mimeno. But if the royin also ate from this dough, so it's called lechem. That means even though it's not grade A, but the grade C is also called lechem. Is chayev is bachale, so it's chayev to be mafresh chale from it. Uma arvin bo, you could use it for eruvi chateres where you need pas. Uma shtatvin bo, you could use it for shetufe mubois. Mevorchin aleo, and you make a moitzi on it. Umezamnin aleo, you make birchas azimen. Vinefas biyontiv, you could bake it in yontiv. That means even though, that means if the royim will also eat from it, that means we have here a pound of dough. We'll see that it's being baked. So if the royim will also partake from this dough, she's allowed to bake the whole dough in Yontif. So we have over here dough, that it seems that part of it is going to be given to the dogs, part of it will be eaten by the royim, and you bake the whole dough in Yontif. V'odem yeitzeboi dechevose bepesach, frek de gemore, v'amai v'efshele lemiflegei v'lishe. Now, what is pshat in this? You're baking the whole dough. Rav Chisda said a yesod that, so what's going to be? Part is going to be given for the dogs, part is going to be given for the royim. Now, for the dogs, we'll see later, you're not allowed to bake. For the royim, you're allowed to bake. So how are you allowed to bake the whole dough on the smach that part of it will be given to the royim? Rav Chisda said before that a isa shel shutfes akum, you're not allowed to bake, even though part will be given to the Israel, because the efshel miflegei belisha, you can split it in half. So the Gemara answered, shani isas klovim, hoyil ve'efshel lefaison b'nevelo. That means, since there's a possibility that the Rayim might eat the whole dough, that means, let's say, a behemoth will die. If a behemoth will die, so the klovim, the covered yontif, will be having meat the covered yontif. They'll be giving them the nevela. They don't have to give them the... So they'll be having the nevela, if a behemoth will die. And then the whole ise could be for the royim. Then they could have lechem mishneh the royim. If the dogs will be taken care of, then they'll be able to have the whole dough. So memele, so this is better than Isis HaShutvim. Isis HaShutvim, half of the dough belongs to the goy. So he only can use half of the dough, the Chelek HaYisrael. The Chelek HaKim he can't use, so it's not usable. But there's no Tzerich Yisrael on the other half. There's no Tzerich Yisrael, so you're not allowed to bake it. Masha'enkin over here, since there is a possibility that this complete dough might be eaten up by the royim, and what's with the dogs? The dogs could be a behemoth will die and they'll have an avela. So memela, so therefore you're permitted to bake the whole dough because there's a possibility that the whole dough might be eaten by the royim, if an avela will die. Like the Gemara, me Israel Rav Chisda holds such a svara. that what? That since a behemoth might die, so we consider this as ke'ilu it occurred, and now we're considering that the whole afi is l'tzayre charoim, but itma we learned as follows. So oife miyontev l'choil. The person, he finished his sudas yontev. He's full already. He was mekayim his ayni yontev. He can't eat another crumb. So now he's baking l'choil for meitzoy yontev. Rav Chisda omar loike. Rav Chisda said he gets malkus. So this person is not baking l'tzayrech oichel nefesh because he can't eat anymore. He's baking l'choil. So he's oivan on the isa meloche. Rabbi omar einoy loike. Rabbi says he doesn't get malkus. Now the Gemara explains. Rav Chisda omar loike. Loyemrinin hoyel mikle oichem. Maybe oichem might come. And if the oichem will come, so this bread which is being baked will be eaten by them. Is chazilei hashtenami chazilei. That means Rav Chisda says you don't cheshben with far-fetched possibilities that might occur in order to be matel the malachet. That means lemaise, no invitations were sent out for oichem. We don't see any oichem knocking on the door. So when he's baking l'tzayrechel. That's called an afil l'tzayrechel. So we kindly give him malkis, because this is an afil l'tzayrechel. Rabbi says he can't give him malkis, because it could be from this baking will come out an achilas Yisrael, if oichem will come. But Rav Chisda did not cheshbin with these possibilities to be mahapechet, from a meloche to la tzeirech eichel nefesh. So according to Rav Chisda, Rab omar ein eloike, omrin en hoyo. So according to Rav Chisda, so what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered that by Isis oroyim, Isis haklovim, you're allowed to bake it in yontif, the whole Isis, because maybe a behema might die. And if the behema will die, then this Isa will be completely roi for the royim. Rav Chisda didn't make such a bonus, maybe the behema might die. Just like Rav Chisda did not say, maybe Eichem might come and they'll be eaten up by the Eichem. So what is Pshat and Rav Chisda? Hello, leitema, hoyol ve'efshe, elu kegoyin de islay nevela, devadei efshe lefaisan benevela. So Gemara says, here we are speaking about that there is a nevela. There's a nevela dead already. So when he's baking this isa, he doesn't know exactly what he's going to do with the isa. He has a choice. Could be he can give the isa to the klovim. Could be he can give the whole isa to the royim. So nevela, since there is a possibility that he does not have to give the isa to the klovim because there's a dead nevela around, so memela, that's called that the whole afiyah is l'tzayrich Yisrael. Asha'en ken isha hetzi shal akum v'chetzi shal Yisrael. So there, half of the isha is only for a goy, so therefore there's no heta. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, chayevis b'chala d'lechem krinebe. Ma'arvim bo ruvichatseiris loitzim ibatim lechotza. One is put it like after the batim lechotza. Shabbatim rishus lechol yochid v'yochid. The batim as a private rishus. Vachotza rishus kulam. Vatzrichim erev loitzim kolechad mi beisir lechotza. You need an erev. Mishtatvim bo shitif kori b'morui. The movi, let's say this was the movie was like a dead end street. Shechatzeres harbi psuchin loy, v'chol chatzeres shebesas lifnei habatim v'yoytim derechotz v'shus harabim elamovim. V'vochim aleo hamoitzi, mezamnim aleo shloy sheshochluk achas, v'nefes v'yontif mishum chelek haroi. V'odim yoytim derechavose bepesach, lai lo rishin shal pesach, shum mitzvah lechol matzah, d'chsi berev tech lematzahs, Bishar hayomim imrotz alecha shavrim b'leilecha mashus biyodi. So Yates is only in Leil Pesach. The other night is no mitzvah. The other days is no mitzvah. L'faisam in Avela, nimses kula necheles lodom. Umi islei oyel, soif soif mefarni saklovim imeni. He's going to give this to the klovim. She'en loy nevela, doesn't have an Avela, mishum asmachte the oyel, ואילו חוי אלי נבי לקושר אסלי, מיונטם לחוי לאחר שסוד אופו דבדי לחוי לו, זה לימור הסד, it's being body, here's a nevela.